challenges and changes in my life. So I wanted to share those 11 steps with you tonight. So I just want to go ahead and open up in prayer, thanking God for the opportunity to share this 11 steps of how to overcome human curses on your life. So I just want to say that God is good, He's great, He's awesome. He never leaves us, nor does He ever forsake us. He's a God that answers by fire. So I just want to pray tonight . Thank you, Lord.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this time, Lord God, that I can come to visit you, Lord, through your word, and to share things that I've learned so far through trials and tribulation. And I hope that whoever come across this video, that they'll be blessed, and that God will meet them at their point of need. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this 11 step conversation once again. God is good. His mercies endures forever. He's a God of truth. He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. So just give me 1 minute. I'm gonna start in a minute or two. Just get my mind in the right place while I get ready. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, and wait for others to join me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the song. Wait. Counting every blessing. You are blessing me. Okay, so here we go. I just want to thank God for tonight, for downloading in my spirit and allow me to remember some of these 11 steps that when I went through trials and tribulations, the things, how I walked through it. And I want to share with you tonight how I walked through these 11 steps. So 11 steps to overcome human demonic curses in marriage life and in our family. So the first step I have is to go to God and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. So that's step number one. When you go to God and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, take inventory of the things that are happening in your life around you or about you. So that way, you know, you can know how to intercede and how to go to God and ask God for his help in everything that you do. So when you take your inventory, assign angels to your inventory. Assign them to go on investigation on the matter and things and how you can fix and how you can go about to fix the situations and how to handle the results. So assign them to investigate the matter. Always remember that the word of God says that he gave his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So those angels are not just sitting, they're waiting for us to give them assignment in our life. Remember in the scripture Daniel 10:13, when Daniel was fasting for 21 days and God answered him, there was an angel that was blocking his answer. So the enemy has angels too. So we have to employ our angels to go on our behalf, to search out matters and bring our results unto us. And it says that the prince of Persia was blocking his answer, but God sent the angel Michael with his answer. So let me read the scripture for you. It says in Daniel 10:13, but the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. So yes, ask your angel to go on assignment to help you in your research. Don't worry about betrayal. It's easy to say don't worry about it, but because you know it hurts, but remember that Jesus was betrayed, and one of the biggest thing that we struggle with as human is when someone, or you know, individuals that we trust or love or know, betray us. So you know, try to forgive as quickly as you can. Remember, you have an advocate, and Jesus is our advocate. Take authority and bind a strong man. So in this number one, you're gonna go to God and ask God for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Take authority and bind a strong man. Allow yourself to die to betrayal, die to self, die to anything that you're going through, sickness, pain, whatever you are going through. Allow yourself to die to these things, and focus, only focus on God. Focus on Elohim. So that's step number one. Step number two, don't forget what God has done for you in the past. Ask him to make you more hungry for him. There is no one on this planet that is made like you. No one is made like you. No one could ever be you. You are your own unique you. So when God made you, there was no one that he created like you. Okay, remember that we are made in God's image and in the likeness of him. So the very hair on your head are numbered. So just remember that you are a lens that belongs to God. Your blessings cannot be transferred or to another bloodline. So just remember that. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And you can find that scripture in Proverbs 3:5-6. So, step number three, rise up. Rise up out of your slumber. Rise up out of your sleep. Rise up, because just remember that the pain, any pain, anything that you go through cannot block your promise. Okay, so you have to rise up and take your miracle by force. You know, every area in your life has a gate. You know, you have to take the battle to the gate through prayer, through fasting, through the word. Pray, fast, praise, give, serve until you shake those, anything that is come into those gates or anything that is trying to block your process and your progress. Okay. You're gonna have to be a part of the action in shaking the gates of hell, basically. Put in your heart a reason why you must rise up and build. From that passion, how you will rise up and build so you can get your miracle, so your miracle can live on through generation to generation to generation to generation and generation to come. This is my purpose, why I'm going to rise up. Ask yourself, what's my purpose? My purpose, I'm going to rise up, is, you know, the Bible said that we should leave an inheritance for our children and our children and our children's children. So that's my purpose, that, you know, I was created in God's image and in the likeness of Him, and that I'm here to spread His light and His word. He said in His word, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So there are many reasons, right? So ask yourself, if I could have 100 reasons why I must rise up, what would they be? Fix your eyes on Jesus, because He is our deliverer. He is our savior. He never leave us. So when you ask that question, ask yourself that question, 100 reason why I should rise up, you will never stop what you're supposed to be doing. So in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken and shall he not make it good? So whenever you rise up, just remember this scripture, that God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever his promises are, yes, yea, and amen. Amen. Number four, look for answers in the word. And as your angels bring you back reports, locate open doors that is not supposed to be open in your life, in your family, in your marriage. Locate them, take authority, close those negative doors, and take the gates and secure those gates, secure them. Secure them through prayer, through fasting, through giving your time, your talent, treasure, and, you know, ask God for protection. One of the things God asks us through the word is you can anoint your doorposts with, you know, the olive oil. So seal those gates, right? Just know that life is believing in God and living life knowing how to abase and how to abound. So when you go through your trials and your situations, know how to abase and know how to abound. Know how to have and know how you can do without. Know how when you have little and when you have much. You know, stay humble. Number five, prophesy over your situation. You may just got saved or not yet saved, but God's word is true and will never return void. I suggest that if you are not walking in alignment with God and His word, to completely surrender and turn over your life to God. Ask Him to come into your heart, for Him to be your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, you may not be a person who is operating in the fivefold ministry. But the word in the scriptures are there for everyone in any level of our journey in Christ, you know, that we can announce and pronounce and declare and decree things over our lives, especially the word of God. So begin to live out the words that you decree over your life. You know, for example, I'm going to smile when I see someone, and I will bless them to have a good day. That's something simple, but, you know, it's a declaration, just a simple smile. Start asking God for his agenda for your life, as the iron is hot. Okay, so when you're going through these difficult times, these are the times that you want to ask God for his agenda for your life. Basically, this is when things are being birthed in your spirit. So you want to ask God for his agenda, you know, for your life. Remember that trials and tribulations and things like that is not here to kill you. It's just here to iron out the wrinkles, right? So keep pressing, keep praying, keep producing, keep vibrating, keep motivating others, motivating yourself. You know, when David was discouraged, he motivated himself. So learn how to motivate yourself and learn how to be a motivator using God's word and using, you know, encouraging forces to motivate others, even when you are down or even when you're going through. The best time is to motivate others. You know, that means you're dying to self. Don't sink. So number six is don't sink. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. When Peter walked on water, he only began to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus. Stay focused. Whatever you do, stay focused. Sometimes we tend to go to, you know, a little bit astray or whatever, but, you know, when you have these angels around you and they will remind you to stay focused. Maybe it's a scripture or a song, or maybe it'll be someone that comes along, and you know, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be a homeless person. You know, God will allow them to speak to you. You have to be able to recognize the voice and the voice of God to stay focused. Stay team Jesus. Always stay team Jesus. That's number six. Number seven, decide in your mind, I am going to live. Okay? So decide that you're going to live no matter what. You're going to live no matter what comes at you, no matter what the enemy throws at you, no matter, you know, what nobody say, or, you know, no matter what you're going through. You have to decide in your mind that you are going to live. The word of God says, with long life, he satisfies you and show you his salvation. So you may have long life here, you know, on earth, and you will still have salvation. So either way, you're going to live. So just make up in your mind that you're going to live. I will love through the love of God. Remember, God is love, and he loves you, and he wants you to love yourself and to love others. So that's number seven. Just remember that God is love. He loves you, and he wants you to love yourself, and he also wants you to love others. So that's number seven. Number eight, pray for the fruits of the Spirit. Don't be contaminated. You know, don't be contaminated. sometimes we some get caught in situations where we will hear something and then we'll repeat it, things like that, and your spirit could get contaminated in that manner. Or, you know, you'll hear people gossiping and then you stay around and you listen to the gossip and, you know, things like that. Your spirit could get contaminated. So pray for the fruits of the spirit to not be contaminated. Don't be contaminated. If you find yourself in a contamination state, repent quickly. You know, ask God to come in, you know, to take away that contamination. Ask God to turn it. You know, just stay, you know, loving, kind, gentle. Sometimes you can become a little bit angry, but do not sin. Because the word says we can become angry, but do not sin. So do not be contaminated. Stay focused. Sometimes individuals may not understand you. So then they will try to change you. They will try to misjudge you. They will probably, you know, if you're a certain way, they'll probably say that you're proud or, you know, you're not humble and things like that or whatever. But just stay focused, you know. So know who you are in Christ. You know, be open to learn. Be open to learn. You know, you're never too old. You're never too young to learn. Learn, learn, learn so you can reach others, right? Remember this. You are the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender, not a borrower. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established in my life. Ask God to increase your faith and starve your doubts. So, this is number 8. You know, always ask God to increase your faith and starve your doubt. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God says that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. You know, be careful what you feed. Just this past week, I wasn't feeling well. And, you know, I had to be careful what I eat, what I drink, you know. I had to be careful what I feed because I didn't understand what was wrong, right? So be careful what you feed, okay? Give God's love So you give God love. Always praise him. Always worship him. Always adore him. Always honor him. Always magnify his name, right? You could be around people. You could be in a room and you could be around people and you could be worshiping God and nobody knows, right? You know, you could be secretly worshiping God and nobody knows. So always give God praise. Always worship him. Always adore him. Always magnify his name. God loves a cheerful giver. Even your praises. When you praise God cheerfully, he loves that. So it's not just about giving money or giving your time or going to help somebody to do something. You know, praising God is giving him praise. And it is, you know, he loves when you cheerfully praise him. Remember that you have sown seeds, right? And there's a lot of seeds that by now that you have sown in the ground. I know that, you know, I might just be in the beginning stage of my walk or whatever, but, you know, the seeds I've sown, I can still take them to the bank, right? And make a memorial with them because they are already seeds that are sown in the ground and God will bless your seed. He will meet you at your point of need. So always take those seeds that you have already sown,